This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some of the National Football League's big money sponsors think the league is not doing enough to grapple with the problem of players who beat their partners and their children. Last night, the Minnesota Vikings deactivated running back Adrian Peterson while he faces child abuse charges. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Say you sponsor a team. It's your logo fans see behind the podium on TV after the big game. And suddenly the talk isn't about interceptions or touchdowns, but domestic violence. That caused Radisson, the hotel chain, to suspend its sponsorship of the Minnesota Vikings. CoverGirl and Anheuser-Busch are calling on the NFL to take more action.
This is one of the first times we've seen sponsors threaten to walk away from the entire league.
Victor Matheson, a sports economist at the College of the Holy Cross, says usually sponsors rethink their contracts with individual players. This time, it's more about the league's response. But Andrew Zimbalist with Smith College says he expects most sponsors to stay put.
For now, I think it's just sort of piling on. We're good guys. Don't boycott us. And when the storm blows over, which I believe it will, then they'll be back on board.
Because despite the backlash, fans are still watching. NBC says over 22 million people tuned in Sunday when the Chicago Bears played the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.